afternoon, me and Carly were walking through the lobby,
minding our own business,
while Lubert was sitting at his desk eating falafels.
A spherical Middle Eastern food made from the chickpea. Chickpea.
And now we're gonna show you what Lubert did, thanks to Freddy's hidden cameras.
Playback.
Which is why we decided it's time for another installment of Messing with Lubert! So after school today, me, Carly, and Fred Puss snuck into Lubert's office and installed two more hidden cameras.
And we also left Lubert a little surprise,
which we're gonna give him right now.
Going live to Lubert.
Bushwell Plaza!
Don't go into your office!
What? Who is this?
And do not open the cabinet over the TV.
Don't open the... Nobody tells me what cabinets not to open!
Switching to the office cam.
I don't take orders from no unanimous caller. I'll open any cabinet I feel like.
Four, three, two.
Web show snack.
What sort of snackage are we talking about here?
We are talking about a tray of red velvet cupcakes with cream filling.
Whoa. And cupcake Jake's?
Yeah. Cupcake for you.
Thank
you. Cupcake for Sam. Mm-hmm. Cupcake for me.
My cupcake's hollow.
So is mine. What happened to the cream filling?
They're all empty.
How did they?
So, what do you think happened?
You snuck downstairs before the web show and sucked the filling out of all these cupcakes.
Your point being?
You call Cupcake Jigs right now and order us 12 more of these.
Okay.
Can you believe her?
You're surprised?
No. Hey, where's my phone? Maybe you accidentally inhaled it while you're decreaming the cupcakes.
I know I left my phone in this pocket.
Hey. Didn't you call your mom from Lubert's office when we were rigging the golf balls?
Oh, man, I left my phone in Lubert's office. Come help me get it. No, I have to try to give my cupcakes a transfusion.
Then you're helping me.
Oh, no. I'm not going to risk getting caught and then having my mother find out.
Sam!
Oh, come on! Sam, how do you do this?
We'll be back in a few. Cupcakes, sucker!
Oh, you kids have fun!
No!
Que pasta!
What up with a vest?
Ugh. My building watch uniform.
Oh, yeah, how was the tenants' meeting?
You know three more apartments in this building were robbed last weekend?
What'd they steal this time?
Same thing. TV remotes. What kind of burglar breaks into people's apartments just to steal TV remotes?
A remote control freak.
Anyway, I fell asleep in a meeting and was unwillingly appointed to be on the building watch patrol by Mrs. Benson. I got it. Come in!
Oh, hi, Mrs. Benson. What can I do?
I've assigned you a building watch partner.
A partner? I see. Aren't you,
Gabriella?
Right. Well, I certainly look forward to you and me patrolling the building.
Gabriella is my watch partner, stupid.
Okay, well then, who is mine?
Have you met Chuck?
Hey! Ah! Hey! Ah!
Ah! Stupid golf balls! All over my floor! Almost killed me! Like my life ain't sad enough!
Ready?
What's the plan?
Seventh birthday with his new bicycle.
Oh, he almost seems normal.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What?
Lubert on his seventh birthday after being run over by a car.
Aww.
Carl's, come look at this.
No, I don't feel right about looking at Lubert's personal items.
Lubert's modeling portfolio.
Lubert was a male model?
Show me now.
Open it.
Okay, hold your sauce.
Mm-hmm. No way!
Medio litro.
Oh, man. Oh.
No way! Oh. Look, no wort.
These must have been taken before it grew.
Yeah, I doubt there was a big demand for male models with humongous cheek warts.
Hey, check out this DVD.
Happy Valentine's Day to Lubert, my love.
That can only be from his mother. If he's blind.
Uh-uh. Look. From Marta.
Should we play it?
Play it!
Play it! I gotta take it out of the case thing. It has to load! Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Lubert had a girlfriend.
And she's human. And, like, not hideous. Lubert's smiling.
He actually looks not miserable.
And wart free.
I can't believe that at one point in his life, Lubert was actually happy.
Well, you know what we have to do.
Get my mom to start shaving her armpits? It's like two sweaty jungles up in there.
Sam, we gotta find this Marta Trundle woman and hook her up with Lubert again.
Why?
So he'll be happy.
Yeah. Can you imagine how much better our lives would be here if Lubert was happy?
Doubt balloons would rain down.
But we could get hot towels.
And fancy fruits.
Okay, but that video was made like 10 years ago. For all we know, this Marta Trundle chick could be dead.
She looked like she was in her 20s in that video. How could she be dead now?
Car accident, poison taco, fork in the neck, mauled by bears.
She's not dead. I just found her Splashface page. Look at this. Marta Trundle, age 34, lives in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, and she's single.
And check out her mood. Lonely.
Okay. I think our mission's clear.
Yep.
We email Marta, then buy a weed whacker from a mom's armpits.
Help! I've been robbed! Help! My apartment was robbed!
No, wait, what happened?
Well, I left my house around 4:30, and then I went to Build-A-Bra, where I built the most lovely bra. Mm-hmm. And then I just got home and all my TV remotes were missing.
God, the burglar must have snuck right past us!
I just don't know what to do!
Well, neither do I!
I've never been burglarized before.
Ma'am?
What if the burglar...
Ma'am! I know you're upset, and I understand that you feel violated.
I do.
But right now, the best thing you can do is go home, have a glass of milk, relax, and let us do our jobs. My partner and I are going to find the guy who took your TV remotes, and we're going to take him down.
All right. Thank you.
Wow. That was impressive.
What, is that a compliment?
Maybe.
I thought you hated me.
I thought you hated me.
That was then. Now we're building watch partners.
Building watch partners. You know when I kicked the wall?
Yeah.
I hurt my foot bad.
Marta? Okay, just wait a few more seconds. Marta's right outside.
Where's Lubert?
He's in there. Start the music.
Okay.
You rolling?
In five.
Are you rolling?
Yes!
Go talk to Lubert.
Sure.
Lubert, open the door.
Are you alone?
Yes.
Oh. How did she find me?
We called her.
Oh, why?
To make you happy.
What makes you think that beast would make me happy?
Well, we sort of looked through your box of deeply personal items, and we found a DVD that...
You what? Ruined my life.
He's really excited that you're here.
Why?
You're staying at the hotel across the street, right?
Yes.
Well, maybe you ought to go check in.
Oh.
Freddie, take her bags.
Sure.
Thank you.
Calm down.
I ain't going out there.
She's gone. Open the door.
Where's Lou?
In the corner, rocking.
What's wrong with you? I mean, other than all the usual stuff that's wrong with you.
You little chickens don't realize what you've done! That monstrous nearly ruined my life!
But in the pictures we saw, you and Marta looked so happy.
That was the first 2 weeks of our relationship! But once women get ya, they change. Have you ever noticed this, Ward?
No.
No.
I haven't.
She caused it! It sprouted when that devil came into my life!
Oh, come on! That nice lady did not cause your wart.
Did too! The doctors call it a stress wart!
Oh, it's getting bigger.
You want to feel it?
No, I thank you. I'm a vegetarian.
Look, just get out of here!
Come on, we're sorry.
Well, just tell Marta to go back to Portland.
Oh, she won't leave. She's relentless.
What do you mean?
10 years ago, after we dated for 5 weeks, I tried to break up with her, but she refused.
Then how'd you get away?
I took her on a cruise, and when we were a mile off the coast of Puerto Vallarta, I jumped overboard and swam to shore. Then I moved to Seattle, changed my last name, and got a job as a stinking doorman. Now that she's found me, she will never leave me alone.
Oh, that's silly. Lubert, are you in there? Lubert?
Hey, what's this guy?
Hey.
Hold up there, gym bag.
What, me?
We'll ask the questions.
What's in the bag?
Nothing. If you'll excuse me.
Hold it.
Open the bag. Get it! Oh, yeah. No!
Any TV remotes?
No. It's just a bunch of fig neuters. What up with the fig neuters?
Talk.
Okay, they're my favorite cookie, and my wife, she won't let me eat them.
So, 4 nights a week, I fill that bag with fig neuters, and I tell my wife that I'm going to the gym, but I'm not going to the gym. I'm going down to the parking garage and eat as many fig neuters as I can. Please don't tell my wife. Please don't tell her. Please.
It's okay, man.
We won't tell her.
You can take your fig neuters and go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wait. Give us some neuters.
Now get out of here. You make me sick.
Marta's here.
Where?
Down in the lobby. She just walked into Lubert's office.
Why?
I don't know. I can't see through doors.
Ow! Man, I'd kill to know what's going on down there.
Well, we do have the hidden cameras we set up for messing with Lubert.
Yeah, but I don't know if we should. On screen!
Come on, Lubert. I got us front row seats to the Seattle Philharmonic.
No!
But we'll have such fun!
See? She's totally nice.
I don't want to go anywhere with you! You'll do what I tell you!
And there it is.
You need a haircut!
A haircut?
I don't want a haircut! Did I ask you what you wanted? Come here! Let it go!
Who gives haircuts by force?
I don't know, but if this was a real TV show, it'd be more popular than anything on NBC.
She is a monstress.
What have we done?
So here's the thing. When we called you and said you should come to Seattle and hook back up with Lubert, we were wrong to do that.
Well, I've been trying to find Lubert for the better part of 10 years, and I never would have found him without you.
Yeah. I know. But I think Lubert's, you know, changed since you guys dated, and now maybe you're not so right for each other.
You scumbag! Huh? I know exactly what's going on here.
Well, then explain it to me, because...
You want me out of the picture so you can have Lubert to yourself.
I'm 15!
Hey, Chuck.
Oh. What's up, Spence?
You were supposed to meet me on the 9th floor 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I just have to take out this garbage first.
In a pillowcase?
I meant laundry.
But that's not your apartment.
I know. I'm doing laundry for the people who live here while they're in Wisconsin.
And, who lives there?
You know, Mr. and Mrs. Harlan Sinchester.
Nope. The Harlan Sinchesters moved out over a year ago.
Dang it!
TV remotes? Why?
Because my dad grounded me and won't let me watch TV for a month. And if I can't watch TV, then nobody gets to.
But if you're the thief, then why did you join the building watch patrol?
Because no one suspects a guy in a vest.
Well, I'm sorry, Chuck, but you've dishonored the vest. Calling the police.
Then you better tell them you need a new paraphone.
Why? This is the new G5. What's wrong with it?
You punks ruined my life!
Carly's upstairs talking to Marta right now.
So?
She's gonna get her to leave.
Oh, you don't know Marta. Nothing will get rid of her. She's a virus with bosoms!
Yeah, well, I think Carly can handle Marta.
Ah, no worries. I like hitting ladies with pineapples.
Hit her with it again! She's still breathing!
Hey!
Leave me alone!
Come here, Chuck!
You better back up!
You are not fit to wear that vest! Get back! Hold it! Everybody stop right now!
Now, what's going on here?
What is going on here?
Officer, I'm Spencer Shea, building watch patrolman.
Good for you. Well, what's the problem?
Well, you know how there's been a bunch of burglaries in this building?
Yeah?
I caught the thief.
Well, who is it?
I'll tell you who it is. It's...
me!
What? What?
Yeah, I stole all the TV remotes.
Welp, it's my bedtime.
Oh!
Bluebird, why would you steal TV remotes?
Because I love the way they feel against my skin in the moonlight. Just take me to jail, away from her!
How long will he be in jail?
For stealing TV remotes? Probably 30 days.
I can wait 30 days.
How long for slapping a cop?
6 months.
Ow!
That's it. Let's go.
See ya, Maura!
Hey, Carly, Sam, and Freddie. My name is Matt. I'm gonna juggle. Diapers. Here we go. Love you guys' show so much. Keep on keeping on. Why are you still watching? Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Mm.